This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's Secretary of State's office says partial passwords linked to Colorado voting systems were erroneously posted online but are not an election security threat. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state said the passwords were on a hidden spreadsheet tab that was posted on the website. The passwords have since been removed. Colorado's Republican Party first alerted the public to the situation and said it demonstrated a major lapse in basic system security and password management. The Colorado Secretary of State's office listed a number of protocols in place they said would prevent anyone from accessing the partial passwords on the voting machines. They also said they're working with a federal Homeland Security election agency. The Republican Party is asking the state to provide more transparency about what happened within 24 hours. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A state employee responsible for posting passwords for the election equipment online has been fired. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold described the mistake as a very unfortunate accident. She said the passwords alone are not enough for someone to gain access to Colorado's voting machines.
We are doing everything that we can to, of course, assure the public and work with the counties. And again, this is out of an abundance of caution. We do not believe there is a security threat to Colorado's elections.
County clerks say they were not told about the password situation until the state Republican Party revealed it yesterday, even though apparently the state was aware days earlier. State officials are now changing passwords in person in all the affected counties. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.